If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to First Strike, First Look here on VSiN. I'm your host, Dave Ross, and always a pleasure on a Tuesday to be joined by Lou Finocchiaro. You can follow him as I do at GamLou. Of course, he's the host of the Bout Business podcast. Lou, I feel like, and my family, by the way, sends their regards over the Thanksgiving weekend, that we're family. It's always great to catch up with you on Tuesday to look ahead at the fight card. Did you enjoy your week away with the Thanksgiving break that the UFC gave us?
Dave, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. The week away was great. We're big family people here, as I know the Ross family is, and I would be remiss if I didn't send best Thanksgiving wishes out to all the Rosses. I'm tickled you got to go home. I hope all our listeners got some family time in as well. The week off is great. I can do a week off pretty easily, but in a couple weeks, Dave, we have like 4 weeks off, and I don't know what I'm going to do then.
I know it's going to be weird not having it over the Christmas break, but likewise, right back at you, Lou. My family loves seeing you on First Strike, First Look, and certainly always on Fridays as well for the full hour. But Lou, you mentioned it, you know, I don't know if the UFC is giving us one of those dream non-pay-per-view cards, but this card is really deep. Obviously, the main event, Stephen Thompson against Kevin Holland, should be a really intriguing main event, but Brian Barberena, RDA on the undercard, Matt Schnell on this fight card, Tai Tuivasa back on this card. It's really deep. Kyle Daukaus, Eric Anders. I mean, there's some really interesting fights. Let's go to the top dogs here with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson against Big Mouth Kevin Holland. Holland, not a huge favorite, but a favorite over Stephen Wonderboy Thompson here. What do you make of this potential five-round matchup?
I'm totally intrigued by it. We have two basic strikers, Holland, who retired after Chimaev out-wrestled him, and he knew that was going to happen. I think his retirement, as flash as it was also frustration because he just can't fight that way. So the UFC turns around and gives him the perfect striker versus striker matchup. Both these guys, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson's got some BJJ, so does Holland, but neither of them really wrestle, and that's how the path to beat each man is. So without having to worry about that, we're set up with a dynamic striker versus striker, and I can't help but think in a fight that opened up as a pick'em, mm-hmm. Holland has garnered some action, and I think that's probably accurate. He's younger, taller, longer, perhaps faster. Let's not forget Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, 39 years old now. He's a wonder man, not really wonder boy. That said, he's been in with the elite of the elite for many years. He hasn't seen anything that Holland isn't going to bring. And really, the recipe against Thompson is the Bilal Muhammad wet blanket approach, and he's not going to see that from Holland. So I think we're in for a real treat here.
You know, also with Wonderboy being a small underdog here, plus money, you can get plus money in the over. I was just looking at that here. DraftKings posting over 4.5 is plus $1.40. So the under minus $1.75. Obviously, you got to wade through what could be. I don't know if there's going to be a feeling out process for these two guys. You mentioned Wonderboy, certainly a kickboxer style here. Holland wants to keep the fight standing. You know, yes, you could get a finish here, Lou, but I kind of look at that plus money at plus $1.40 for over 4.5 rounds. My first instinct is to think over. Am I wrong in that assumption?
Well, to speak of the total, Dave, this is something that during Football Saturday last week, when everybody was engulfed in College Football Saturday, these lines were out, and DraftKings had this main event 2.5 over -130. I took to TikTok. I took to Twitter. I told anyone that would listen, bet that over 2.5 because it's going to 4.5. It was, in fact, 4.5 at every other outlet. Now, I don't know that it was a mistake. I've seen this happen before, but we got to be ready to pounce. I surely love the over 2.5, and I'm aggressively positioned that way. As far as getting to the 4.5, now I'm polluted because if I want to get cute, I can, that fight to go the distance is -200. So I can get cute with middles there. Overall, I tend to lean a little this early in the week to Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and I tend to think that if he wins, it's going to be via decision.
Plus $1.35 for Wonderboy if you think he can get his arm raised in a decision victory. I'm kind of on the same side as you, Lou, when I just look at this fight here on a Tuesday. It's what we try to do. But, again, that's why you got to follow Lou and check out the Bout Business podcast as well. We'll get to that at the end of this program. But you give those out, Lou, early for a reason because these numbers will change, and that's why we bring you this program on a Tuesday. Let's get to the co-main event of the evening and, you know, former great champion in RDA, Rafael Dos Anjos, back in there against Brian Barberena. What surprises me is you mentioned Wonderboy Thompson is kind of Wonder Man these days, getting up there a little bit in the tooth. What about RDA now as almost a $5.5 betting favorite, -540 here against Barberena? Is that a little bit too high for your liking? I understand that he has more ways to win the fight. Barberena kind of one of those tough guys that kind of come straight ahead. But this feels a little bit too big for my liking.
Yeah, this is a fascinating handicap, Dave, because it's all how we're going to project each fighter. Barberena, the legitimate 170-pounder, yes, early in his career he fought at lightweight, but he's a legit 170-pounder, and he brings power and durability, not necessarily quick, and though he's not evolutionary slow, he's glacial slow. So it'll be RDA, the legitimate lightweight fighter that's moving up for this fight to 170, that I think is going to have surely the quickness and the speed factors. And so while Barberena is going to be more deliberate and plotting and forthcoming, I think it's RDA that has a chance to really shine here. Now, on the other side, it's the attrition that RDA has taken. In his last fight, he looked great against Fazeev, but got brutally KO'd. That was just in July. And then the fight before that, a 5-round bludgeoning of Renato Moicano. So he's been through the ringer. He's 35. Barberena, 31 or 32. He tends to have a little gas problems in the third round of his fights. They're all wars, as we experienced with Matt Brown. So this is an interesting fight, but one that I definitely am interested in Barberena. Maybe not the side, but in some form of the total.
That's a very interesting handicap. Again, a little bit younger, but RDA's been in some real wars, and we know that Barberena is in those wars as well. I just look at up and down this card, Lou, and you do see some sizable dogs for some names that you might go, wow, that feels like a really good price tag. Max Schnell, for instance, is over a $3 betting underdog against Matthias Nicolau here. What do you make of Nicolau at -380 against Schnell +310?
Yeah, these numbers, they're just really inviting us to take dogs, and we know that the favorites are running about 68% this year. So, you know, we have to tiptoe a little bit lightly. You can't get too dog crazy. Now, that said, in this fight, Nicolau's 3-0 since his return to the UFC, but he wins all his fights via decision. Meanwhile, Schnell's probably giving away expertise to Nicolau, BJJ expertise, even striking expertise. He should be the underdog, maybe not this deep, and maybe not a fight I'm looking to invest in, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It feels tricky. We know Schnell can come back from virtual spots and fights where it looks like he's down and out and get some crazy finishes. Might need to do something like that against a more technical fighter. Tai Tuivasa, whenever you have Bam Bam back in there, it's always going to be an interesting fight against Sergey Pavlovich here. But Pavlovich now is the $2 betting favorite here, minus 210, and Ty is plus 180. For these heavyweights, we know Pavlovich, again, might be more technical than the slugger from down under. What do you make of this matchup?
Yeah, another fight that opened as basic pick'em, and now Pavlovich been steamed. Both two lefties, but Pavlovich going to have 9-inch reach advantage. It's really, really long span. His punches are straight, and Tuivasa's off of a knockout himself at the hands of Gane just a few months ago. Ty's turning it around real quick for a heavyweight match against a guy this structured in Pavlovich. I hate to be leaning this early on so many favorites, but you're picking fights that I think that the legit guy is favored. Ty, I think Ty is a great fighter that just wants to get in there and scrap. I don't think he cares about his record. I think he cares about earning and providing for his family. And so this quick turnaround has me worried in this fight, Dave.
Yeah, and he is one of the more popular fighters, obviously, with the Shuey, win, lose, or draw. But you're right, it seems like maybe he just wants to get into a slugfest for a guy with a 9-inch reach advantage. It's going to be tough to touch the taller man, that's for sure. Kyle Daukaus is a big over $2 betting favorite against Eric Anders. Of course, Alabama football fans remember that name well. The Joker is back, Jack Hermanson against Roman Dolidze. Boy, that fight seems very, very intriguing to me. Is there another fight on this fight card, Lou, that you really like here on a Tuesday?
Well, you hit on the Dolidze Hermanson. You know, Jack Hermanson's a great fighter, really a dynamic grappler, jiu-jitsu expert, okay striking, but boy, the guy doesn't get any continuity in his fights. Everyone cancels on him. The fights get restructured, rearranged. Here comes Dolidze on short notice. Hermanson, a guy that doesn't like to get bullied, and Dolidze, a consummate bully. I think Dolidze's live here. I like him. There's a dog that I absolutely have my eyes on. Jack just doesn't like to get bullied, and I think this is a bad matchup for him.
It's a great point, though, the stylistic matchup for Hermanson. All the fights seem herky-jerky. Guys don't like to get in there because there's just no flow. I think you could say the same about opponents of Clay Guida, the Carpenter back in here. He's trying to defeat Father Time. He's just a small dog to Scott Holtzman here. But again, you know what Clay Guida is going to do, Lou. He's going to wrestle. He's going to shoot. He's going to try to make this an ugly, grimy fight. And people don't like to fight that style again. What do you make of that matchup very quickly?
Yeah, he's going to bring cardio, and he's been busy. He's been active. Meanwhile, Holtzman talked about retirement and has been training between here and Phoenix and out in North Carolina. So a lot more question marks with Holtzman. Guida, the known product. I tend to like your analysis on Guida and tend to regard him seriously.
Yeah, plus $1.30 right now here on a Tuesday. Okay, Lou, before we say goodbye for this edition, First Strike First Look, tell the people about the Bout Business podcast.
The Bout Business podcast is 15 minutes each UFC fight week of just the final releases for that week. We have three cards left in the year, looking to close just like an Irish thoroughbred, have a great last part of the year, and finish December strong. Dave, I appreciate you having me on, and we'll look forward to speaking on Friday at First Strike.
Yeah, absolutely, Luke, because there's about five or six other fights that I can't even get to. We can't give away the whole shop here on a Tuesday. But what a deep, talented card it really is. We always appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on First Strike, First Look. We'll see you for the full hour on Friday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.